Ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, while there are a number of primary races being decided in Wisconsin's 72 counties this coming Tuesday, the one statewide primary is that for state Supreme Court. Three candidates will get whittled down to two for the April 7th election for a 10-year term on the state's highest court. Coming up, we'll meet all three on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for being with us. Let's meet the three candidates. First of all, the incumbent Justice Dan Kelly. He's 55 years old, married with five children, lives in Waukesha County. Also, Jill Karofsky, a 53-year-old single mother of two, who lives with her children in Madison, where she serves as a Dane County Circuit Court judge. And Ed Filone, 55-year-old, married with two children, and has served as a Marquette University law professor since 1992. These three candidates will square off in Tuesday's primary with 2 weeks early voting behind us now. The top two vote-getters will move on to that April 7th election for a 10-year term on the state's highest court, a court that's seen as having a 5-2 majority for those justices who lean conservative. Kelly is seen to be one of them. He was a partner in a major law firm in 2016 when Justice David Prosser resigned, and then-Governor Walker was allowed to select his replacement. Wisconsin I asked Kelly why he applied for the seat.
So the reason I applied was, I think, a lot of the same reasons that drove me to the law in the first place. I've been in love with the law since I was in seventh grade. I always had wanted to be an attorney, and I always wanted to be a litigator. And the reason for that, and I think I got a lot of this from my folks, they impressed on me the importance of justice. They impressed on me the importance of following rules. You know, with following their rules. But you know, as you grow and you mature, you find out, you know, that's important as you become an adult and throughout society. And it's extraordinarily important that people have their rights protected. And that's why I wanted to be an attorney, is to make sure that we're protecting rights. So as I considered the opportunity to be for service on the Supreme Court, there's a lot of the same kinds of considerations that went into that. Looked at our court and the important role that it plays, mm-hmm. and a lot of that role is ensuring that the rule of law is followed by everyone. And by everyone, I mean, you know, not just those of us in community, but those of us in office, that people in government follow the rule of law as well. And that's the key to our form of justice, right? Everyone is answerable to the law. And because of the importance of that kind of concept that goes into preserving our freedoms and our liberties, the opportunity to serve in that kind of capacity was just very compelling.
Again, State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly from Wisconsin I. Let's hear from all three candidates, their response to the question from Wisconsin I. What's at stake both Tuesday and April 7th as this 10-year seat on the state's highest court is determined? Starting off with Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky of Dane County.
There's a lot at stake. Look, I'm running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court because we have to get this court back on track. I've been going all around Wisconsin the past several months, and I hear the same thing from people. They're concerned about what they see on our court. They see justices who do not follow the rule of law. They see justices who make decisions before anyone ever enters the state Supreme Court chamber. They see justices who are more interested in protecting corporations than in protecting our air and our water from corporate pollution. They see justices who are acting like politicians. And all of that feels like corruption to people. Who we have on our Supreme Court really matters. What's at stake is who is going to make important decisions regarding the laws in this state. Who are going to make important decisions regarding gerrymandering? We're going to have a gerrymandering case. There's no doubt about it. Who's going to make important decisions regarding women's access to health care, regarding Wisconsin's response to gun violence, criminal justice reform? What's our democracy going to look like? All of that is at stake for today and for the future of Wisconsin.
Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky, one of three candidates for state Supreme Court in the primary ballot this Tuesday and hoping to make the spring general election ballot April 7th for that 10-year term in the state's highest court. How about Marquette University law professor Ed Filone making a second trip to a bid for state Supreme Court? What does he see at stake?
Well, there's a lot at stake. We know the important role our state Supreme Court plays in our constitutional system. We have a divided governor's office, state legislature. The Supreme Court should be our neutral arbiter between those political branches. Mm-hmm. I think if you look across the state, many voters feel that the court's not playing a proper role and not really acting for all of us in the state, but is instead putting its thumb on one side of the scale or the other. And this is really an opportunity, our only opportunity until 2023, to make a change and elect a different kind of justice. And so I'm running as a constitutional law professor, someone with experience trying to make the justice system work better for our working families. And this is our chance to get that perspective on the court.
Marquette University law professor Ed Filone, one of three candidates vying for a seat on the state Supreme Court in Tuesday's primary. The incumbent justice selected by Governor Walker in 2016, Justice Dan Kelly. What does he see at stake?
I think the direction of the court. So part of the reason that that I'm running, and one of the reasons that that I talk with the folks of Wisconsin about why I would like to serve for another 10 years mm-hmm. is because of my judicial philosophy. And I think that's what's at stake. So for me, service on the court is all about the rule of law. It's about staying within our proper boundary, or staying within our proper lane. And that, the short explanation of that is we don't make the law, we don't ignore the law, we don't play favorites with the law. We just apply the law as it exists, not as we might wish it to be, but as it's actually written and maintained by the people of Wisconsin and their legislators. And there's a much longer answer that goes into that, an explanation for why it's so important that we restrict ourselves to the lane that the people of Wisconsin have set for us, just exercising the judicial power, just using the law to decide the cases and nothing else, setting aside our personal beliefs and preferences and politics and not let that come into the equation of the work that we do on the court.
Now, some of the headlines that have been coming out of some of the forums the three judicial candidates have been scoring off in have to do with Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky of Dane County going hard after incumbent Justice Kelly.
Look, if you look at the decisions Dan Kelly has made, Dan Kelly always rules for the right-wing special interest.
Wisconsin I asked Karofsky to cite one example of this.
We had a debate in November. And
Wisconsin, I covered it.
And he was asked the question, give us an example when you have not ruled the same way your personal or political interests lay. And he couldn't do it. I have a long record of being on the bench. Look, I'm the only person in this race who is or who has ever been a trial court judge. Mm-hmm. I heard over 1,700 cases last year. And I can give you example after example where I have followed the rule of law even when I didn't agree with it personally or politically. That is not true for Dan Kelly. He always finds in the interests of the right-wing special group. And it's impossible to believe that the law is always on their side, but he always does it.
What does Karofsky point to as the most egregious example of this by Kelly?
I think if you look at two cases, is the best way to do it. And you look at the case that was decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2016. It was the Walker versus Coyne, or Coyne versus Walker, excuse mm-hmm. me, regarding the rules, administrative rules case for the Department of Public Instruction. The Supreme Court made a decision in 2016. In 2019, they ruled the complete opposite direction. And as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley said in the dissent, the only thing that changed was the makeup of the court.
Meanwhile, State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly's heard plenty of people say that he's been at a disadvantage for not having any experience as a circuit court or appeals court judge prior to serving on the state's highest court, to which he tells Wisconsin Eye.
I don't see any disadvantage in that. Part of my practice, in the focus of my practice, was appellate advocacy. So there's actually a much smaller step between being on this side of the bench and the other. So I had a deep and broad experience in arguing appellate cases, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the country. And so when the opportunity came to apply for the Supreme Court, making that transition was actually a lot shorter than others perhaps have had. So if you don't have appellate experience, that leap is actually going to be much larger than mine. So if you serve as a trial court judge but you've never done appellate advocacy, that's going to be a much bigger step than I had. If you've never practiced law in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. of course, you know, that's a huge step that I didn't have to take.
Marquette University Law Professor Ed Filone, one of the three candidates for state Supreme Court in Tuesday's primary, first ran for a seat on the court in 2013 as a close observer of the court. Wisconsin I asked Filone for how he sees the court having changed from 2013 to today.
Well, I think that's a good question. And in 2013, I did run for the court. I received over 360,000 votes. Unfortunately, came in second, so that wasn't good enough. But I had a lot of support. And I think at that time, I was talking about the dysfunction on the court. I was talking about how the justices had started dividing themselves into political tribes and were not working together. I don't know that the voters of Wisconsin really saw that yet. But in the years since, as I've continued to watch the court, I've continued to watch it get more and more dysfunctional, even than it was in 2013. And many people approached me and said, Ed, please, run again. And so I decided back in March, the first candidate to announce, this is our chance. This is our chance to get a different voice on the court and someone who can build consensus and be independent and get us back to the kind of court we used to have.
Wisconsin I asks Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky if it's fair that many label her as a Democrat.
The other side, you know, Dan Kelly and the people supporting him are going to, you know, say that I'm a Democrat and that I'm a liberal and all kinds of things.
And your response?
My response is this, that I will tell you what my values are. I've been very, very open and honest about what my values are. But even with those values, I always follow the rule of law. So look, my values are this. I was born and raised in this state. I was born and raised in South Central Wisconsin. My mom was mayor of Middleton when I was growing up. She was one of the first women mayors in Wisconsin history. I watched her do things like bring emergency medical service into Middleton. She brought buses in so folks had access to public transportation. I talked to my kids about the importance of workers' rights and women's rights and human rights and civil rights. When I talked to my kids and I asked them, I said, I'm thinking about running for Supreme Court. What are you concerned about? My kids are concerned about gun violence. They don't want to go to school for code red drills anymore. My kids are concerned about the climate crisis. They see corruption on the state and the federal level, and they're looking to the grown-ups in the room to solve these problems. Those are the values that I have. Those are the values I'm bringing to this race. Those are the values I'll bring to the Supreme Court.
Wisconsin I asked Justice Dan Kelly if he takes issue with being seen as one of the five members who make up the conservative leading majority in the current seven-member court.
The term that I prefer to use to describe myself is a constitutional textualist. And what that means is that I do what I can to be faithful to the text of the Constitution as is actually written and as it has been maintained by the people of Wisconsin. And when we're talking about the United States Constitution, by the people of America. So when we look at that text, what we're trying to figure out is, what was the original public understanding of that language at the time that it was adopted?
Right.
And then we use that to decide the case in front of us, as opposed to looking for new and novel interpretations of the language, perhaps the way it might be understood today rather than when it was adopted.
Marquette University Law Professor Ed Filone tells Wisconsin I what troubles him about the way the current court with five perceived conservative-leaning justices functions.
If you read the opinions of the court, we definitely have five justices who seem inclined to rule a certain way. It seems almost as if they're not being open-minded on the cases. They have a predetermined result. On the other hand, we have two justices you could say the same thing about. What I'm concerned about is that a good judge sits on a case with an open mind and listens to both parties, doesn't have a predetermined result before the parties even open their mouth. A good judge follows precedent, and a good judge always knows that it's not necessary to reach out and decide constitutional issues in every case. You should hold back and exercise judicial restraint. And so what I'm worried about is that we have a court that has forgotten it represents all of us, and we have two different sides that seem intent on not speaking to each other and heading in their own direction.
Three candidates for state Supreme Court. Only two will advance to the spring election on April 7th, surviving Tuesday's primary. Again, the candidates, 53-year-old Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky from Dane County. The incumbent justice on the court, appointed by Governor Walker in 2016, 55-year-old Dan Kelly, and 55-year-old Marquette University Law Professor Ed Filone. The top two vote-getters on Tuesday advance. Stay tuned, cast your vote, and then participate in the process, planning to vote as well April 7th when a 10-year term is on the line for the state's Supreme Court. This has been Chippewa Valley Today, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. You can check out the podcast at WWIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson.